Kevin Mano is with us. Hi,
What's
Kevin.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Well, awesome. Good Friday to you.
Good Friday to you. Friday the 13th. Happy Friday the 13th.
It is. We were talking about some of the Friday the 13th superstitions that have impacted this great world of ours. We're going to talk about sports 13s coming up. Who's your favorite sports 13?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. I can't think of sports 13.
What about Kurt Warner?
I'll go with Kurt Warner. Good call.
Let's do it. Thank you.
I'm in. Kurt Warner, what are some of the superstitions? Give me at least one, because I don't think I know any.
Well, like, you know, 13th floor, 13th row on an airplane. You know that Italians omit the number 13 from the national lottery? Had no idea, but apparently
wow,
it's true.
Wow, I didn't know that either. Hey,
I didn't
you know
either.
What? I live on the 13th floor in my building, but we don't have a 13th floor. I actually live on the 14th floor, but it's really the 13th floor in my apartment building. And I am in apartment 1408, which is the name of a horror film with John Cusack. It wasn't a very good movie, but it sort of feels like a bad omen to live, you know, technically on the 13th floor in apartment 1408.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
You're on a floor 13, but you have a 14 number?
Well, a lot of buildings, you know, they see 13 as bad luck, so they just
right.
skip that. So, like, in you know, when you're in the elevator, it goes from 11, 12, 14.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that you're on the 13th floor. Here's the other thing. The Italians apparently are extremely paranoid because they also don't have house numbers 13. The house between 12 and 14 is 12 and a half.
Really? Which is a nice little transition to this 2.5 men news.
Exactly. How about that? Good transition. The one other thing, too, is in France, because they want to get in the act, too, they've given up on an average 13 times per year. No, wait. If there are 13 guests, they actually have somebody who is, they call them a quatorzien. My French is not very good, but it's called a 14er, and that's the person that just is readily available in case you have 13 dinner guests. You just grab somebody who is the quatorzien, and they come in so you don't have an unlucky number for dinner.
Wait a minute. Where does this person, they just hang out and wait for a dinner invite?
Well, I think that's just they have a person that's like on standby just in case. Actually, you know what's weird? I was planning a gathering and I have 13 people coming. Maybe I should do something different. But I was just telling them
before.
But here's the thing, Kevin. Unlucky stuff is lucky for me. Black cat walks in front of my car. No, I'm going to have a good day. Friday the 13th, always a good day. Everything good for me. Opposite. I've been living an opposite life.
Like, do you just walk around breaking mirrors and looking for ladders to walk
every morning? Absolutely. Yeah. I have a ladder right outside my office. I walk under it every morning. It's awesome.
You shatter a different mirror every morning. Your wife is pissed.
It's gotten expensive. I got to be totally honest with you. So what's the deal on 2.5 men? I don't know if Pat has even heard this yet, because Pat is just kind of getting warmed up on what's going on in the world today.
Well, we all know that Charlie Sheen is out, and it looks like Ashton Kutcher is in.
Ashton Kutcher, what do you think of this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, 2.5 Men, really, was it a great show to begin with?
Well, it was number one.
No.
I know it was number one, but there was about 1,000 things that I would do before I would turn 2.5 Men on.
Well, this is Dan, you're not exactly in the majority.
Well, I kind of feel like people with taste don't watch 2.5 Men. I apologize if I'm offending its viewers, but it's one of the highest viewed shows out there. Charlie Sheen made $2 million an episode.
Sure, but Kevin, you definitely didn't sit around or DVR it, right?
I mean, no, my dad watches it, and I guess I just inadvertently said that my dad doesn't have taste. But no, a lot of people do watch this show, but I think they watched it for Charlie Sheen, so I don't know that it's going to work with anyone else.
I will say this: when I did, it was some clever writing, and it was okay. But I'm just not a sitcom guy, and I don't know if Ashton Kutcher is going to do it because
you better get your dad something nice for Father's Day. That's all I know, Kevin.
Kevin, what worked with Charlie Sheen is you could believe him in that role. That was Charlie Sheen, right?
He is
that
a trainer.
Yeah, he basically
Kutcher,
played himself.
What are they going to do? I mean, you always think of a Demi with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I find Ashton Kutcher annoying, and I don't know if I shouldn't say that as an MTV person. You know, he did Punk'd and everything, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I
Wait,
don't know.
Anybody
that
else you
want to
irritate today? Boy, you're all over everybody.
Carson Daly, what? Who are you going to take a shot at?
My dad's an idiot. Ashton Kutcher's a moron.
But no,
I don't like you guys.
Isn't Ashton kind of a polarizing human being? I can't imagine that people will watch that.
I agree. I think this is definitely destined for train wreck.
He's got a million people following him on Twitter, though.
Well, they needed to get a down-on-their-luck guy. Now, with the talent he has, he should be down on his luck because he's a bump, even though he's a fellow Iowa native. But I would think that they could have got somebody who's a little more down-on-their-luck, like, I don't know.
Like Nick Nolte?
That's good.
That would have been good. Or you could have stayed in the Sheen family. You could have grabbed Emilio. He just had a birthday.
Emilio Estevez.
Like,
he's not going to give you half as many problems as Charlie.
Do you see what's ironic about that? He was in a movie called Men at Work, and he hasn't been at work since.
You mean like ironic, like rain on your wedding day?
No, like a fly in your Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What just happened? You guys just quote Alanis Morissette?
Yes, we did.
That was totally unplanned.
So, she's Canadian, one of my favorites.
What's going on with you? I heard about something. What did you guys – did you guys get some sort of seven behind-the-scenes look at something or other?
We're always doing that. Yeah, I don't even know. Yes. We were on the set of Underworld, the new Underworld movie. I believe that's on our website, the 7.
Yes.
MTV.com. What is Underworld?
Who's in it? When's it coming out? What's the story?
Couldn't tell you a whole lot about Underworld. We aired that a few days ago. I've never seen any of those movies. Who is in Underworld?
Do you hate it?
Who's in Underworld?
Who are you talking to, Kevin?
Kate Beckinsale.
Yes,
gorgeous.
I do want to see this all of a sudden. You know what? That just went from I don't give a crap to holy cow, I can't wait to see it.
Because of Kate Beckinsale?
She's one of the hottest human beings ever to live.
You think?
Agreed.
Yes, I love
her. Agreed completely.
No, she's so fabulous, and she can glow in the dark anytime she wants. She's awesome.
I could use
Does
her
she
as
glow
a
in the dark?
That's if she's pasty.
Isn't she a little pasty?
She's a little white, but that's okay.
No, she's gorgeous.
I don't discriminate against the pasty.
Clearly, I shouldn't be talking about being pasty.
Exactly.
But it's my heritage, okay?
Takes one to know one. Well, Pat hates himself, and I hate myself, too, and I'm pasty as well. Did you watch the Bulls last night?
No, I was out, but
Kevin
I heard
Mano,
about it.
Chicago native. What kind of respect is that?
I'm sorry. I can't keep track of anything these days, and I've been sick, and I'm just my world is crashing down, and now I'm just making weird excuses.
No offense, you sound terrible, but you're very informed. You're informed, but you just sound a little,
hey, Kevin,
a little stopped up.
You
allergic?
I'm not that informed.
You're more so than us. I was just talking to an eighth grader who's job shadowing today with me, and he says that he watches The Seven religiously, and he's a big
fan.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Nice. And he seems like a relatively intelligent young man, except for the fact he's struggling with algebra.
What's his name?
What's that?
What's his name?
Preston Jacks. Nice young
Preston
man.
Preston Jacks. Good
he's
man.
From scenic and beautiful Lone Oak, Arkansas.
All right. Preston Jacks. I will. Maybe I'll give him a shout out on the show or something.
Okay, that'd be good. I'm sure he'd appreciate that. That would make his day. He's going to be the hottest commodity in the eighth grade over there if you do that, I'm sure.
Kevin,
quick question. You know, did Justin tell you we are live at one of the hottest clothing stores in Little Rock right now?
Yo, you are.
Yeah,
that, you know, you do sound a little different. It's not the normal, you know, studio sound I'm used to.
Well, do you have a fashion rules, or when you go on air, do they pick your clothes out, or you have
a stylist?
Clothing?
I have a stylist. Yeah, she is. I have a wardrobe gal who picks all my clothes out. She physically puts them on me. She undresses and dresses me. That part's not true.
Wait a minute. Come
that,
on.
That
now.
Part's not true. But
do
yeah,
you
no,
have
she,
bathers
I,
like Eddie Murphy
what?
Did in Coming to America?
Do I have what?
Do you have bathers like Eddie Murphy had in Coming to America?
The Royal Mano is clean. I'm envious of you, sir, and I know you're.
That's
going
to have to stop when you get married, cowboy. That's not going to fly at home.
Have your fun now, buddy.
I am pampered over here, you guys. Honestly, I mean, at first it was a little weird for me, but yeah, I mean, I get a haircut every 2 weeks, and I've got someone that does my hair on a daily basis and my makeup for TV and some.
Are there people buffing your toes right now?
I know.
Right
what are your
now.
Nails? What nail polish do you wear, honestly, Kevin?
Just a clear coat.
Okay.
That's not true. But have you ever had a manicure? Manicures are not bad.
No, manicures are awesome.
The word man is in it, so it's fine.
Yes. Well, the word pet is in pedicure, but it's okay to get your feet buffed too, I guess.
Do you wear thong flip-flops, Kevin?
No, I don't.
Good
well,
man.
Pat
I
hates thong
past,
flip-flops.
But
he
no.
hates them.
Can't deal with thong flip-flops.
It grosses him out. I don't know. Shower shoes are fine. Thong flip-flops he has a huge problem with. We'll never understand it.
What about those like socks that have individual toes on them? Does that bother you?
No, please don't do it
no,
to me.
No, I don't think so.
Honestly, I would have more respect for a guy to wear white socks with thong flip-flops than just straight-up bare feet.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows he's uncool. You know
white saying? Socks with thong flip-flops?
Yeah, I'm telling you, brother.
You can't like wear socks and thong flip-flops.
I picture like a German tourist wearing that or something.
Yes, yes.
Socks with sandals is a German thing.
What are you up to this weekend?
I'm in the process of moving. I'm moving from Manhattan to Brooklyn, so it's going to be a lot of that. Oh, and I'm going to go see Saturday night. Tonight, man, I guess this is a busy weekend. Tonight, 30 Seconds to Mars are doing MTV Unplugged, so I'm going to that.
Cool.
I'm excited about that. And then tomorrow night I'm going to see Donald Glover, if you know who that is. He's the black dude from Community, the show Community. He plays Troy on that show. He's a comedian, but he's also a rapper. So
I know Community.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so no, it's a good weekend. There's always something to do in New York.
That is true. Well, man, listen, the Bulls are getting it done, although Oprah has forced them to reschedule their first game with the Miami Heat, but that's the kind of power that Oprah has.
She can do whatever she wants.
She rented out the United Center. I guess the Bulls were not confident they were going to be in the playoffs as deep into the run. So
crazy.
Happens, but I'm enjoying it. It's been good, and we'll see.
What's your prediction, though? Because the Heat's pretty unstoppable.
He just Miami. I just went, Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang, that's good. I don't know. I'm honestly torn. I was very confident that both these teams would get to this point.
Right.
Although Pat was pulling for his Celtics, I was pulling against. I wasn't pulling against them. I just didn't think they would win. It did make me $30, by the way. There's no gambling at Bushwood. I would say I'm really torn. I really don't know. I'm not sure what to think here. I think as far as complete teams go, I like Chicago better. I'm just not sure that the two from Miami aren't so good that they're going to win anyway.
Right.
I
got to say Bulls. You know that I got to say Bulls.
And with the brilliance of Eric Spoelstra calling the shots in Miami, how could you miss? Spoelstra. He looks dumb. He doesn't actually do anything. He does get paid, though, so that's nice for him. That's a great trick.
And he's got the white, hard, crusted saliva that
he does
in the corners of his mouth.
I don't know why, though. What's he saying, and who's listening?
That's good
stuff. Save your breath, Eric Spoelstra. Save your breath.
All right, Kevin, you probably have a lot more important things to get going, huh?
No, this is the highlight of his week.
Is it? Oh, Kevin.
Hey, I got a steroid shot yesterday, Kevin, for my allergies.
He's huge. You should say.
By the way, real quick, I just started wondering, and now I'm trying to Google. Joakim Noah, he's 13, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
Is he?
Then he'll be my
13. We know Dan Marino's 13, and who else?
Oh, I forgot about Dan Marino. Kurt Warner.
Yeah, there you
Mitch
go.
Williams?
Joakim Noah is my 13.
Okay. Joakim Noah's a good one. I'll go with that. Kevin, very good. Have a great week, and we'll visit with you next week. Are we on schedule next week? Are you Wednesday next week?
I believe so. Sometimes that stuff just changes.
You know, your responsibilities are really starting to come between us. It's hurting
my feelings with people. But yes, no, Wednesday. You guys are my Wednesday. Normally Wednesdays. Today it's a weird Friday. So Friday the 13th. It's weird. Weird things are happening. But yeah, next week it'll be Wednesday.
But in a good way.
In a great way.
Have a good weekend, my man.
You too. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, Kev.
Go Bulls.
Bye.